Get your rain boots ready. It is almost time for the 65th annual Dollar Bank Three Rivers Arts Festival. For 10 days, the Cultural District downtown, and this year, the Rachel Carson Bridge, will be flooded with hundreds of artists, plus tons of food and beverages. It is our city's biggest, longest art party of the year and includes free performances. This year's headliners are Ben Folds, Lost Lonely Boys, Doom Flamingo, Martha Redbone, our local symphony, and so many more. It's all going down May 31st through June 9th, noon to 9 p.m. every single day. Find all the details and a map at trustarts.org/TRAF. Today on CityCast Pittsburgh. The sun is out and flowers are blooming. If you're looking for the best ways to take advantage of our suddenly nice weather, the CityCast team has got you covered. From farmers markets to music festivals, we're bringing you the ultimate guide to May in Pittsburgh. It's Wednesday, May 1st. I'm Megan Harris, and here's what Pittsburgh's talking about. I'm with CityCast Mallory Falk. Hello.
Hello.
And producer Sophia Lowe. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey there.
And hello to our audience. If you are new here, we do these guides every month, rounding out some of the best ways to explore Pittsburgh. But I'm excited because we can finally make some warm weather recommendations. It's about time.
Yeah, I feel like up until this point, any of our outdoor recommendations came with the very strong caveat that the weather might be too nasty, especially last month, which was Pittsburgh's wettest April on record. So now I feel a little more confident suggesting things that take place outside.
Yes, I've been going outside. Everyone else should also come out of hibernation and experience the green, green spring.
Yes.
And if you want more events or news about Pittsburgh, make sure you're subscribed to our Hey Pittsburgh newsletter. There's a whole events page that tells you about what's happening, where it's at, how much it costs, and links out to wherever you can register. Very important. It is a true public service. And if you enjoy our recommendations, monthly, daily, and all the other news and nostalgia we bring you, please check out our membership program. The extra support goes such a long way.
Yeah, you can find out more and sign up at membership.citycast.fm/Pittsburgh. You'll not only be supporting local journalism, but you'll also get perks. Who doesn't love a perk? We've got things like ad-free listening and exclusive members-only updates.
So let's get into the guide to May. We're going to start off with some experiences. What's an activity that each of yins is looking forward to?
So this isn't one single activity, but it is AAPI month, Asian American and Pacific Islander month. So yeah. I'm definitely keeping an eye for events and many activities. Yes. The thing is, I haven't seen a ton pop up yet, but it's still early in the month. And there's definitely some organizations I'm following on Instagram. One of them is Jaded, which is an artist collective.
Yeah, CityCast's Francesca DeBecco drops their events in the Hey Pittsburgh newsletter pretty regularly. I feel like a lot of our AAPI events typically run towards the end of month, so they're probably still planned.
Yeah, and I'm also keeping my eye on this other group. It's called AAPI Women and Nonbinary in Pittsburgh. I've been to one of their clothing and book swaps, and they've also done dinners, like casual happy hour meetups, all sorts of things. Another cool Instagram page is Rangoli PGH, which is focused on creating a community for LGBTQ plus South Asians here. And I also came across a City Paper article. It's from a few years ago, but it includes a list of AAPI orgs that do all sorts of things like cultural events, civic engagement, and food assistance. There's associations for Bhutanese locals, Filipino residents, the Taiwanese community, so much more.
Yeah, and if you're hosting an event for AAPI month, please let us know. You can email us at pittsburgh@citycast.fm. We always love to hear what our neighbors are doing and are excited about.
So Mallory, what do you have on your calendar for May?
So I didn't know this was a thing until recently, but apparently next Saturday, May 11th, is World Migratory Bird Day, and the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy is hosting a bunch of events to celebrate. Megan, Sophia, have either of you ever dabbled in birding?
Not really, unless indoors at the aviary counts. I do watch birds outside, but that's only to keep an eye on them in the backyard when it looks like my cat's about to jump the fence.
I mean, I will try anything under the right circumstances, but historically, no, they, it is not for me. I like the aviary. I really do. But like birds as a species are just not for me. I'm not afraid. I just don't really like them.
Gotcha. I mean, I haven't gone birding either, and I wouldn't say I was like ever a bird person before, but one of the things that having a baby has done, maybe this is true for you too, Megan, is it's made me just kind of re-engage with and reappreciate all of these things that had kind of become background noise. So when I'm out on a walk with my baby, seeing her react to bird sounds makes me notice them a lot more, and now I kind of want to take her to some of these birding activities.
Oh, that's really sweet. What are the activities?
Yeah, so the first one is for all my early risers out there. If you can get your act together to make it to the Frick Environmental Center in Squirrel Hill by 7 a.m., you can go for an early morning bird walk. You'll be treated to a, quote, phenomenal dawn chorus during the peak of spring migration.
I'm going to have to agree with Megan's oof. That sounds fun, but the only thing that's going to get me out of bed at 7 a.m. or I guess before then on a weekend is like a limited edition breakfast sandwich. So what else do you have?
That's very fair, Sophia. I also don't see getting to the park at 7 a.m. as achievable, but there are some other activities that caught my eye. There's a guided birding walk at 8 a.m. if that hour makes a difference
to
you.
It's more achievable, yeah.
Slightly more achievable. That one goes to Clayton Hill in Frick Park. I didn't realize this, but I guess Clayton Hill is considered like a birding hotspot because it's a stopover site for songbirds that are traveling through Pittsburgh during migration. So I guess pro tip, if you can't make it on Saturday, this would probably be a good spot for bird watching in general if you want to go on your own.
Where is Clayton Hill? Like, Frick Park is huge. I get lost.
Yeah, so, you know, if you enter, there's like a section of the park that's off of Beechwood Boulevard near the intersection with Forbes, and there's kind of this big water fountain when you enter.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's where the trail to Clayton Hill starts. It's less than a mile each way, so you don't have to be like a very rugged hiker to get there.
Cool.
So this is something you could do pretty easily on your own, but if you do go with the group on Saturday, they'll provide binoculars if you don't have them. And then, of course, there will be expert guidance. So for aviary fans like Megan and Sophia, this walk is being led by someone from the aviary.
Very cool.
Is there anything else to do besides bird walks?
Bird walks.
There are a bunch of other activities with a bunch of other creatures too, not just birds. You can do a stream study where you check out aquatic bugs. Allegheny goatscape is... Sophia, nothing about this weekend, this day of events, sounds appealing to you.
I heard you say goats. I like goats.
Yes.
Continue with the goats, Valerie.
If like four-legged furry friends are more your speed, Allegheny Goatscape will be there with their goats by that fountain that I mentioned.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And then if you've got kids, there's an event where they can plant vegetables in a garden and then come back and visit throughout the summer to watch them grow.
Mm-hmm. That's adorable. My toddler just discovered mud this past weekend while we were doing yard work. I cannot wait to try to teach him the difference between outdoor things we can put in our mouths and all the outdoor things we cannot actually eat. Beer me strength.
Important lessons we all need to learn at one point or another.
Right.
So anyway, if you're feeling inspired, all of this is free, but you can make a donation if you want to support the Parks Conservancy's programming. And you can learn more and register at the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy website.
Okay, Megan, your turn. What are you excited to experience this month?
So my recommendation is also for Saturday, May 11th. And this could be a good one, I guess, if birding is not your thing.
If aquatic bugs are not your thing.
I mean, maybe people can love the bugs. That's chill. This is the first open streets of the season.
Yes. I love open streets. If you don't know, this is when the city temporarily shuts down car traffic along like a certain route. So you can walk, bike, rollerblade down the road, just whatever your heart
anything
desires.
But a car.
Yep.
Yeah, it's organized by Bike Pittsburgh. The route this month goes from Market Square through the Armstrong Tunnel across the 10th Street Bridge and down onto East Carson Street. It looks so much fun. Like, it's a tunnel. You get to go through the tunnel on a bike.
I know. I never knew to like put that as a life goal because it just seemed so scary, so unfeasible. But now that I know it's possible, I definitely have to do this.
Yeah, I also love the idea of sauntering through a tunnel at a leisurely pace. That sounds great. Or I kind of want to cartwheel through it now.
But there's always a ton to do at Open Streets. Lots of vendors, lots of fun stuff to look at. And also just like a lot of people out experiencing the city in a cool and different way. And if all of that is not enough to entice you, CityCast will also be there. We're still waiting for our exact place along the route. We will keep you posted. But please look for us. Look for our podcast logo. We might even bring a microphone. Who knows? It's going to be a party. The show today is brought to you by an incredible local resource, AIDS Free Pittsburgh, and their pledge to end the HIV/AIDS epidemic in Allegheny County by 2030. If that is a cause that is close to your heart, make sure you're around for their biggest event of the summer, the 6th annual Too Hot for July. It is a party, but it is also a chance to get confidential HIV and STI testing for free, plus info on the incredible preventative medicines we have now to keep yins happy, healthy, and feeling your most confident out on the town. So come on out to Allegheny Commons East Park on Thursday, May 30th. Yes, July is in the name, but the event is in May. Don't get confused. May 30th from 4 to 10 p.m. There will be DJ sets, a health fair and marketplace, a ballroom-inspired dance battle, cash bar, food trucks, and more. Plus, a performance by Tony Award winner Alex Newell, a.k.a. Unique from Glee. This is all thanks to True T Pittsburgh and so many folks doing the good work out here in the community. So do not miss out. Learn more at TooHotForJuly.com. Well, let's move on to some food and drink recommendations. What are y'all looking forward to noshing this month?
Farmers market season. I'm so pumped.
Slight hesitation, booming excitement. Yeah, it is the start of farmers market season. Some of the markets that kick off first, actually the first one, I guess, in our area is the Bloomfield Farmers Market. It opens this Saturday. And then the Bethel Park Farmers Market, their first day is Tuesday, May 7th. You may or may not hear more about the Bloomfield Market tomorrow on this show.
Yeah, and then we'll see more markets open up through the rest of the month and into June. Sophia, I know that you are a market regular. Do you have any good tips or favorite things to buy?
Well, I don't want to spoil tomorrow's show, so hear more tips then. But I think one good thing is I have never been to a bad vendor at any farmer's market in the city. One shout out, especially, I love Who Cooks For You Farm. They have two types of CSAs. There's the traditional one where you can pick up a box of pre-selected produce and like a gift card market CSA. You can use that at their farmer's markets. They're at the Bloomfield Market and the Squirrel Hill Market.
CSA is Community Supported Agriculture. Acronyms are important.
Yes.
I honestly didn't know what the acronym was. I just know box of goodies.
Sophie, I'm glad this show can be beneficial to you, too.
It is. CSA equals box of goodies. That is a correct statement.
Yes. I love a good CSA, too. I actually just signed up for the Ugly CSA from 412 Food Rescue, where you get what they describe as surplus and misfit produce from local farms. Though, to be honest, when I've done it in the past, the produce always looked perfectly nice to me. But the idea is to help reduce food waste.
Oh, like now I have the little image in my head of sad little misfit eggplants just hanging out in a crate waiting for someone to pick them up and I guess eat them.
Yeah.
I'm imagining twins, like veggie twins where they're like conjoined in some way.
Yeah. I mean, whenever I pick up my share, I do feel weirdly like I'm tending to these delicate little rejects and showing them that they have a place in the world or at least on my plate. But anyway, 412 Food Rescue, they took a break from the Ugly CSA last year, so I'm really excited it's back this summer. And then also, if you sign up, there's this really nice option where you can sponsor a share, and that'll go to folks who are experiencing food insecurity. So you get your box for 10 weeks, and they get a box for 10 weeks as well.
Oh, that's really great. Now I kind of want to try a box, but I think the problem with that is, like, I am very picky about my produce. I like to plan my own meals. I don't really like to be surprised, which is why this gift card version at Who Cooks For You Farm works so well for me. So you can go to their website, buy a digital gift card, and you get a little extra bonus money with this. So that's the perk. Mm. For example, purchasing like a $100 gift card will get you $111.11 of like monetary value. And then you bring that gift card to the farmer's market and, you know, you don't have to be going every week and just pick out however much produce you want. And then it doesn't expire either. So if you're worried about, you know, having that money sit there, there's always next year. But these farmer's markets also run for a few months, so you're not in a huge rush to use it.
I love the concept of a surprise CSA, though, because I've gotten those before and it really forces some culinary creativity, because then I'm like, how do I use 6 eggplants in a single week? Someone help.
My version of that is I'm going to hand the gift card to my friends, let them each pick out like a produce, and I'm going to play like a little Chopped dinner with them. So what other markets are you all excited to check out?
Yeah, this summer, I need to remember to check out the one that's in Market Square. It's on Thursdays and starts on May 16th because that is so close to our office. So it seems like a nice brain break in the middle of the workday to just go pick up some produce, hear some live music, be one with the plants.
I mean, we can hear the live music out of our window. True. Sometimes it's not great for pod recording.
That's why you need to just step out and experience it live so you're not frustrated by it.
Totally.
There's another farmer's market that has music. This one's a little bit more of a trek. It's in Moon, but I'm hoping to get there. This market starts up in June. It's every second and fourth Wednesday, and it's in the park.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. A lot of these farmers markets get pretty busy. So just, you know, remember to be a good neighbor. Like, I love bringing my dog with me, but I make sure she's not getting in anyone's way or, you know, giving some non-dog person an unwelcome sniff. And then the plastic bag ban is now in effect in Pittsburgh. So it's probably a good idea to bring your own bags if that's not something you're doing already.
Yes, all good tips. And if you're looking for more advice, definitely listen tomorrow. We've got more about farmers market expertise and also etiquette, just to help folks figure out like the system here in Pittsburgh and really any market that you might go to. Definitely want to mention that a lot of our markets here in the area also take SNAP benefits. So Just Harvest, a nonprofit based in the South Side, they have this great program where folks with food stamps can get an extra $2 to spend on produce for every $5 they were already spending. So check out their website for more details. It's really cool.
Yeah, definitely. They've got a lot of programs and resources and can also help people apply for food stamps.
Well, besides farmers markets, what else are y'all excited to eat in the month of May?
Okay, so I know I just waxed poetic about farmers markets, but I am actually not going to my market's opening day.
I know why.
Yes, because May 4th is Veg Fair. So you might have
heard about this for weeks.
Yes. If this sounds familiar, it sounds a lot like Veg Fest, the big vegan food festival in the summer. And they're celebrating their 10-year anniversary with this one-day event on May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes. So this is going to be at Rockwell Park. And since I cannot wait in farmers market lines and food truck lines, I need to prioritize.
Their Instagram page has a long list of all the vendors. There are more than 70. I am not sure I'm going to make it to this one, if I'm honest, but I do want to call out Pittsburgh Dumplings. They're going to be there. I love everything that Eric makes, especially the vegan ones.
Yes.
I'm a meat eater, but the vegan ones rock. He once made an entire dumpling platter for the City Cats crew. And if we were not fans before, boy, we sure are now. They were delicious.
Yeah, Eric somehow has figured out the key to getting that kind of like smoky, meaty flavor into a vegan dish. I was very impressed.
And everything at Veg Fair is going to be vegan. So anyway, we've got market recommendations, a food festival. Do y'all have any like restaurant, dish, drink, anything before we close out this part?
I have a short list. Ask me at the end of the month which ones I actually made it to. First is Bar Marco, because someone's supposed to get me a late birthday dinner there. And then there's EYV, because I have a gift card that I've been holding on to for months now. And then I also want to go to African Eats Cuisine, because I have literally had this bookmarked in Google Maps since I moved here.
Now it's about time,
that's
Sophia.
That's a good list.
Yeah. I also have one on my list that I've been meaning to get to. Jack's. It's the newish Bulgarian bakery in Bloomfield. It opened back in December. And Sophia, I know you've recommended to me their lemon poppy seed pastry.
Yes.
That is one of my favorite flavor combos, so I am definitely going to try it. I saw they also have a pastry they describe as being like baklava, but cake, and I'm very intrigued by that.
I've had that too. It's a good cake. I love the flavor, but it's very, very, very moist, which is like always good for a cake. Better to be moist than dry.
Yes.
But just so it's not a huge surprise, I wouldn't let that sit around for too long. I also really like this pastry that they have with rosehip jam. And then there's a savory pastry with sun-dried tomatoes and olives. That's also really good.
That sounds great.
Sophia can just curate my culinary experiences. I am also way behind the times, but I really want Revolving Sushi, the new spot in the South Side. I love a gimmick. I love robots. I love fish. My body's ready. Last up, some events coming up to mark your May calendar for. Mallory, you first. What are you excited about?
So today is May Day, which is also known as International Workers' Day. And this Saturday, there is going to be a May Day parade in Polish Hill at noon. The theme is Luminous Orbs, Dawning, and Fusion.
Ooh.
They always sound like Met Gala themes.
Yes.
I hope there's like elaborate grunge punk eco-friendly costuming in our future.
Yeah. I mean, their site says that you should gather up your friends and come in matching spacesuits. So it seems like maybe an outer spacey vibe.
Fun.
But this parade seems to me like the closest thing you can get in Pittsburgh to a Mardi Gras parade because of people in costumes and the May Day marching band that's going to be performing.
Also, Polish Hill just like always keeps it weird in the best way.
Definitely. And oh, that band, I was just reading about them, Mallory. They did an interview with Next Pittsburgh. They seem awesome. So I think this would be a good chance to check out their music.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, after the parade, there's going to be stuff like a communal meal, pick up baseball, a maypole, all the
classic trappings of a Polish Hill Sunday, Saturday or Sunday.
Exactly. And then, you know, if you stick around until the evening, there's going to be a dance party at Diamond Beach on the riverfront. So, you know, if you want to celebrate workers and the labor movement and the glory that is Polish Hill, this should be a great event.
Mm-hmm. Another big event that's coming up soon is the marathon. So that's going to be Sunday, May 5th. It starts bright and early at 7 in the morning. Registration for the marathon is full this year. I'm kind of surprised. But I definitely want to remind people you can still show up and cheer for people who are running. It is just a blast to be in community with people and watch them do hard things while you're not doing a hard thing. You're sitting on your porch or with friends, comfortable in your chair and just woo. Woot as people go by.
Yes, I can attest to this firsthand. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that last year I was very skeptical about watching the marathon, like why you would just want to see a bunch of strangers run around the city. But some CityCast listeners invited us to hand out Twizzlers with them on a bridge. And that experience really convinced me that it's worth popping by the marathon because if you hand someone a Twizzler while they're like cresting that hill, it makes their day and then it makes your day.
Yeah, it was on the Birmingham Bridge. Twizzler folks, CityCast member Aaron, we hope you have the best weekend and thank you for literally serving the city delicious candy when they're in need.
Definitely a good time for candy. But even for people who are still not convinced, still completely anti-marathon, it is still absolutely worth having this on your calendar just because there are so many road closures.
Yes.
Yeah. You can find the maps of the route and look at what roads will be blocked on the Pittsburgh Marathon website. It's actually super detailed. I mean, it's all still an estimate, but the marathon's website does have times when they anticipate neighborhoods will be closed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they always keep open routes for like emergency vehicles. So nothing's ever like fully closed. It's just like you and your normal car and your way to the grocery store can't get through. I do want to say the city's not kidding about the closures, though. Some of them happen in the wee hours, so you have to make sure your car is moved well in advance. I recently had an unfortunate experience with McGann and Chester, the company that the city contracts to tow all of our cars in Pittsburgh. Anyway, the nice lady at the gate said that that is the fullest the impound lot gets all year long, marathon day, because they tow so many cars. Do not be one of them.
Okay, I think this is our most essential pro tip for the month of May. Make sure you've moved your car.
Don't park on a closed street on marathon day. Very important.
So, okay, we've got the first weekend of May taken care of. Let's move on to later in the month. Sophia, is there anything that you've got your eye on?
Yeah, there's the Greater Festival of Books at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary in East Liberty. That is yet another event on May 11th. So you will see me running from open streets to East Liberty. we'll be chatting about this festival a little bit more on the pod later this month, but I'm sounding the alarm early for anyone else who loves books. When I went to the White Whale for Indie Bookstore Day, it was super packed. So I figured this might get pretty crowded too.
Yeah, the lineup looks really fun. There's a big focus on spotlighting Pittsburgh area authors and stories like about the region, too. And there's a huge category list on their website if you need a more curated experience.
Amazing. I haven't checked out a ton of local authors yet, so I will definitely be combing through that website and adding more to my TBR to be read list.
So I guess sticking with chronological order here, the next big event in May is maybe Mother's Day. So that'll be Sunday, May 12th. Mallory, it's going to be your first Mother's Day as a mama. Do you have any special plans?
I mean, my four-month-old is just a little too young to plan anything for me.
But your partner is not.
That's true. Okay, this is advance notice if you're listening. Just really anything that involves like quality time with my daughter out in the spring weather, I will be happy. But I did see that Armful of Flowers is having some late spring workshops that they're promoting as great Mother's Day gifts. So you can do things like arrange cut flowers in a watering can, make your own terrarium. My personal favorite is you can learn about herb and beer pairing.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
I would be so into making my own terrarium.
Yeah. And, you know, Sophia, as a cat parent, I think you would also be entitled to a gift like this in recognition of all the caretaking you do for Pistachio.
Thanks.
Of course. Not the same as a kid. But, you know, I think these workshops would be a nice gift for any form of caretaker, any, you know, maternal parental figure you've got in your life.
Totally.
But, you know, Megan, this is your second ever Mother's Day. Do you have anything special planned?
Once again, I think you asked me this last year and I still don't have anything. although I do have my mother in town this year. So that's very exciting.
That's fun.
She used to send her mother flowers for big events like this. And I always love that. So like,
but you didn't do it for her.
Look, I'm not as good at follow through as my mom is. So while I'm considering my own ideas, here are a few more for Mother's Day. There's a lot of markets, for example, coming up. This Saturday, May 4th, there's a Pittsburgh mom-owned market in Squirrel Hill, where all the businesses are both local and owned by mothers. There'll be a babysitter on site, which I think is a very nice touch.
Yeah.
And I also appreciate that the event page on Facebook specifies that there will be no MLMs.
Multi-level marketing. So
yes, we're not allowed.
Can't pick up some LuLaRoe leggings at this market. It sounds
apparently
like.
Not. So that's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Murray near Forbes. And then on the actual day of Mother's Day, again, that's May 12th, Three Rivers Outdoor Company is hosting an artist market on Braddock in Regent Square. That'll be from noon to 4 p.m. Lots of great local art, tarot readings, if that's your thing. Mallory, no, those are just your favorite.
You know, I'm the astrology skeptic on the team, so, you know, pass on that, but it would make a great gift for others.
Sophia, I think we need to get Mallory a tarot reading.
Like, I said I would do it. I just need to borrow a deck from someone.
I have a deck. Together we have a party.
If death is in my near future, I don't want to know about it. That is not a gift that you're giving to me.
Fair enough. I don't think Sophia would play it that way.
I don't know. The cards do what the cards want, right?
Sophia, you're not making a case for yourself here. Like, why would you want your death foretold when you could just, I don't know, like, go hear some nice live music, which I know is another thing you can experience in Pittsburgh this month.
Yes. Real quick, before we go, there are a few music events worth checking out this month. I mean, there's way more than a few, but we'll highlight a couple. The Millvale Music Festival is May 17th and 18th. It looks like there's going to be more than 300 acts at different venues and stages all over Millvale. That looks like it's going to be a really good time.
Okay, I am scrolling through the Facebook page now to look at the acts. Also, I gotta say, I love this little pirate logo. As I'm going through, I don't actually know if I've heard of any of these bands before, but every time I've just showed up at a live music venue, I've always had a great time and been able to add more artists and songs to my playlist. I like that they divided the bands into genres so you can like actually go to a set and probably find something that you're really going to enjoy.
Yeah, to be clear, every time I've been to Millville Music Fest, like I have only rarely heard of a band before. I always have a great time. Then the next day, Sunday, May 19th, is Pittsburgh Record Fest at Spirit in Lawrenceville. So that'll be noon to 8 p.m. You'll be able to buy and sell and trade your vinyl. And it looks like there's going to be drink specials and other entertainment.
Yeah, I actually saw that this record swap has been happening for 20 years. So that's pretty cool. It's been there a little while.
Yeah, yeah. And then at the very end of the month, May 31st, is going to be the first day of Three Rivers Arts Fest downtown. So it's always free music, tons of artwork, usually good rainy vibes. I always love Three Rivers Arts Fest.
Yeah, I do wish they were still at Point State Park. I just kind of liked that vibe better, but it doesn't detract from all the great artwork that's still on display.
Classic Pittsburgher upset that the thing isn't where it used to be anymore.
There used to be grass.
That's true. It is a lot harder to like, you know, pick a nice like soft spot and put your blanket down and all that. Okay, team, if we have to pick one event that we're going to make time for in May, maybe as a group, I don't know. What do you think? Where should we go? Where will people see us?
I mean, I think we have our answer because we already promoted it. We will be at Open Streets next Saturday, May 11th.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Yes, we absolutely will.
Yes, if you want to see a guaranteed CityCast sighting, come on out to Open Streets. Like we said earlier, we'll let you all know when we know our exact location, but you can definitely look out for a big yellow CityCast Pittsburgh banner.
Yeah, and if you can show us that you're subscribed to the podcast or the Hey Pittsburgh newsletter, we will give you a CityCast sticker.
That's all for today here on CityCast Pittsburgh. If you're liking the show, please tell someone, leave us a nice review, and of course, make sure you're subscribed to our Hey Pittsburgh newsletter. You get free perks like stickers. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Talk to you soon.
If death is in my near future, I don't need to know.
I'm sorry, you trying to get through that specific sentence that many times is amazing.
It's because I'm so scared of it. I don't want to know about it.